Lamplight presents Girl Waits with Gun by Amy Stewart. Narrated by Christina Moore.
The author begins this book with the following quote from the New York Times, June 3, 1915. "I got a revolver to protect us," said Miss Constance, "and I soon had use for it." Chapter 1. Our troubles began in the summer of 1914, the year I turned 35. The Archduke of Austria had just been assassinated, the Mexicans were revolting, and absolutely nothing was happening at our house, which explains why all three of us were riding to Paterson on the most trivial of errands. Never had a larger committee been convened to make a decision about the purchase of mustard powder and the replacement of a claw hammer whose handle had split from age and misuse. Against my better judgment, I allowed Fleurette to drive. Norma was reading to us from the newspaper, as she always did. "Man's trousers cause death," Norma called out.
"It doesn't say that,"
Fleurette snorted and turned around to get a look at the paper. The reins slid out of her hands.
"It does," Norma said. "It says that a teamster was in the habit of hanging his trousers over the gas jet at night, but being under the influence of liquor, didn't notice that the trousers smothered the flame."
"Then he died of gas poisoning, not of trousers."
"Well, the trousers..."
The low, goosey cry of a horn interrupted Norma. I turned just in time to see a black motor car barreling toward us, tearing down Hamilton and picking up speed as it crossed the intersection. Fleurette jumped up on the footboard to wave the driver off.
"Get down!" I shouted, but it was too late.
The automobile hit us broadside, its brakes shrieking. The sound of our buggy shattering was like a firecracker going off in our ears. We tumbled over in a mess of splintered wood and bent metal. Our harness mare, Dolly, faltered and went down with us. She let out a high scream, the likes of which I had never heard from a horse. Something heavy pinned my shoulder. I reached around and found it was Norma's foot.
"You're standing on me!"
"I am not! I can't even see you," Norma said.
Our wagon rocked back and forth as the motor car reversed its engine and broke free of the wreckage. I was trapped under the overturned rear seat. It was as dark as a coffin, but there was a dim shape below me that I believed to be Fleurette's arm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?